Show and tell. Spencer and Jackson W., ages 9 and 4, California, are brothers and best friends. They like learning about World War II. When they are outside, they look for snakes, lizards, and frogs. In primary, they enjoy singing and learning about their favorite Book of Mormon heroes. They like pioneer stories, and one day they want to go on a real pioneer trek.
Ryan C., age 5, Utah, likes to go camping, read books, play baseball, ride his bike, and help others. He enjoys scripture study with his family. Ryan's favorite scripture stories are about Jonah and the whale and the brother of Jared.
Sarah H., age 8, Arkansas, is proud of her missionary brother. She is working on her Faith in God award. Sarah likes to make crafts and dress up. She has fun doing gymnastics.
When Jesus returns. When Jesus returns, for 1,000 years he'll be our king. Angels shall sing. There will be peace. Your loved ones you'll see. The sick will heal, and the children will gather around his knee. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the mute will talk when Jesus returns. Marin V., age 9, Massachusetts.
One afternoon when I was playing with my friends, I saw a boy sitting alone in the building's shadow. I went and asked him if he wanted to play with me, and he smiled. He said that he was very happy. Bradley J., age 8, Florida.
Once my brothers and I were sledding down the hill in our backyard. My older brother said it was time to go inside, but I said, "Once more, please." Both my brother and I had a bad feeling about it, but he pushed me down the hill anyway. I ran into a tree and had to get 7 stitches in my chin. I know that bad feeling was the Holy Ghost warning me. I should have listened. Madeline G., age 8, Idaho.
As I was walking out of the doctor's office with my family, I saw an elderly woman drop her things on the sidewalk. I went over to her and helped her pick up her things. She said, "Thank you, young man. I felt good because I helped her." Jacob S., age 8, Wisconsin.
One day we were looking at the movies in our house. I told my mom that we should get rid of one of them because it was not a good movie. My mom agreed. I felt good about making that choice. Wade C., age 7, California.
A couple of years ago, my bishop asked our ward to read the Book of Mormon. I did not want to do it because I thought it would be too hard. Next year, I decided to try to read it before my birthday to prepare for my baptism. I bore my testimony and sacrament reading about this goal, and my bishop asked the ward to do my goal with me. I'm already beginning to see a change in my life from reading the Book of Mormon. Emma G., age 7, Florida.
Other contributors to Show and Tell: Megan B., age 10, Oregon; Oscar P., age 8, Guam; Eliza T., age 8, Arizona; Amanda W., age 9, Utah; Easton S., age 6, Tennessee.
End of Show and Tell.